Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY22 full year conference call of Garhwari High-Tech Films Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Mehta from Blue Lotus Communications. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Nikhil.
Thank you, Peter. Good morning, everyone. I'm Nikhil Mehta from Blue Lotus Communications. We represent investor relations for Garhwari High-Tech Films Limited. We welcome you all to the Q4 and full year FY22 earnings call of Garhwari High-Tech Films. At the outset, on behalf of the company, let me sincerely apologize for not being able to conduct a Q3 FY22 earnings call despite our sincere efforts. There were some management changes during the period, and some of the company's key management personnel were traveling, ensuring that the disruption from Russia-Ukraine crisis, price volatility and shortage of raw materials, et cetera, was smoothened out and ensured that the company's operations keep running smoothly. We apologize to everyone for missing this important meeting last quarter and assure the analysts and all the investors that we shall be here to connect with you every quarter to take your questions and answer your queries. Before we hand over to the management, I would like to mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which will cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made on the information currently available to them. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and to discuss the period under review. I would now like to introduce the company's management participating in today's call. We have with us Mr. Deepak Joshi, Director of Sales and Marketing, Mr. Pradeep Mehta, the CFO of the company, Mr. Sunil Wadekar, he's the President, Corporate Affairs and Finance, Mr. Avnish Srivastava, he's the Company Secretary, and Mr. N. Chandramouli, CEO of Blue Lotus Communications. We shall start with the management's observations and overview of the company's performance in the fourth quarter and the full year gone by. Post this, we shall switch over to the question and answer session. Thank you, everyone, and over to you, Mr. Deepak Joshi.
Thank you, Nikhil, and good morning and welcome to our Q4 and FY22 earnings calls. I hope all of you are keeping safe and healthy. Since this is mine and Mr. Sunil Wadekar's first introduction, as with most of you, and you guys may not be familiar with us, let me introduce myself and Mr. Sunil Wadekar. I am Deepak Joshi, having industry experience of more than 24 years in India and internationally. I have been involved in productivity operations, commercials, and sales and marketing for polyester, polymers, and petrochemicals. Prior to this association, I have been involved with companies like Reliance Industries, Indorama, Octal Petrochemicals, and I've been associated with Garhwari for last five years, and currently I head the sales and marketing operations for the company. About Mr. Sunil Wadekar, he is President, Corporate Affairs. He is a qualified CA and US CPA with over 19 years of experience in the field of corporate finance, merger and acquisitions, and direct and indirect international taxation. Prior to this, he was associated with Reliance ADA Group, and he was director on board of Reliance Home Finance Limited, Reliance Health Insurance Limited, and few other entities of Reliance ADA Group. Dear all, that on 26th of May, we reported our audited Q4 and full year FY22 earnings. Let me take you through some of the key highlights and business developments. First of all, Garhwari High-Tech achieved its highest ever yearly revenue of 1,303 crores with a net profit of 1,307 crores. The strong results, despite the pandemic waves, logistic disruptions, Russia and Ukraine conflict, and high volatility in crude oil prices, and last but not the least is the chip shortage for cars, reflect the strength of our core business that we performed despite all those challenges. As mentioned in our earnings presentation by our chairman that our business initiatives taken few years ago with a long-term vision and financially conservative outlook are now bearing fruits. The capacity additions, upgradation and enhancements of existing capacities, introduction of new products like PPF and films in architectural segment where we were not present earlier, have started contributing in growth of revenues, margins and cash flow generations. I would like now to update you on the business for the second half of FY22. On capacity utilization, our production lines have been full. We have on most of the lines, we had luxury to pick and choose orders because of the strong demand and long order book. It helped us in geographical de-risking. For example, Russian and Chinese orders were declined due to the war and COVID lockdowns respectively. But we were able to replace these orders with other geographies like USA, Europe and Middle East. We have now recruited a COO based at Aurangabad. As the business is growing and we to control the business operations and improve the efficiency and productivity. So this new gentleman has been appointed at Aurangabad. Now on the next business, car window film business, where we have shown continuous growth despite challenges of drop car sales in key market of USA and rest of the world due to the shortage of chips and COVID lockdowns. And now coming back to the third business segment, which is paint protection film for us, there the business has been continuously growing. And we have a capacity which is one of the largest capacities in the world. And to fulfill the aim to fulfill that line, we have strongly initiated our marketing campaign. And these campaigns are, we have started these campaigns in domestic market and the rest of the world, because domestic market, when we started this business, we had a very little expectation or plan for this market, like something 5% of the business we were expecting from this market, domestic market. But in the recent, the business has grown to almost three times as we envisaged at the time of planning this capacity addition. So in view of this kind of growth, we were excited and we have started some initiatives. Number one of them is the GAS, that is Garhwale Application Studios. These studios are flagship stores of Garhwale brand, Garhwale PPF brand, where we are putting, where we are giving incentives to our dealers to have such kind of stores in all major cities in India. And we have an ambition to have 200 such studios in India where Garhwale, they will be dedicated to Garhwale paint protection applications. And we have already signed some agreements and almost 10 are in discussion in a short span of 1 month. And we hope, as I said, we hope to have them 200 in by end of next year, next financial year, right? Apart from that, we have already appointed 40 distributors in India which cater to all of Indian market. Then we have now started strong social media campaign to have the to promote that product, and we have been approached by many social media influencers because of the quality of the product, and now the awareness has grown into the domestic market, so people are interested in that thing. Then we have call centers which is giving quite good response in terms of inquiries, and we are converting them into the orders. Now this is in India. Now what we have driven a very strong marketing campaign in USA, and we have recently hired a president operations in US, which is now 3 months already, and we have now put some dedicated team for the marketing there. And there the first thing comes with the social media, which we have started very strongly. Then we have been participated in shows like SEMA, which is the biggest show in automotive in USA, then Tintoff, and after that we have started now Label Expos, which is on IPD side, the show which will happen in Chicago. Apart from that, on architectural segment, we have started participating in BOMA, which is Building Owners and Managers show, then Neocom and PAC Expo. So with the strong presence on social media, then participating in these shows, then on print media, all the window film magazines and paint protection film magazines are carrying our ads on full pages. In India, we have FADA, Car Drive, Overdrive, all those magazines are publishing us. And on top of that, we have now started training programs all over India. We are training 50 applicators every month at our facility. And these people are going all across India and working for GAS to promote our product. So this is on PPM business and the marketing campaigns overall. And then on CAPEX part, I would like to update everyone that there is a small delay on startup of our new lamination line. So which is now under, this month it is now under dry run. So we expect by end of this month, this dry run to be completed, and next month, which is starting Q2 of this financial year, this will be fully operational. And we have plans for running that line stepwise to reach its full operations. So, that's all from my side. Now I will request Mr. Pradeep Mehta, our CFO, to share the financial highlights. Thank you.
Thanks, Deepak. I'm happy to share financial growth statistics of our company. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I assume that in last few days, most of the investors have gone through the financial result declared on stock exchange. Just to refresh you, your memory, I am sharing key numbers achieved during last financial year, which reflect the growth story of our company. First time, our consolidated revenue has grown by 341 crore, from 989 crore in FY21 to 1303 crore in FY22. And our consolidated PBT has gone up by 41 crore, from 190 crore in FY21 to 231 crore in FY22. Our consolidated PAT has gone up by 41 crore from 126 crore in FY21 to 167 crore in FY22. So overall, last year growth in top line was around 32%, and current financial year we are aiming for further growth from the PPF as well as new window film. So future growth is possible since multiple initiatives are in pipeline. As explained by Deepak in the opening remark, that one is on the capacity expansion. The new lamination line, we are expecting commercial production from Q2 onwards, from the next month. And two, we are increasing manpower in marketing. And the three is we are increasing marketing advertising budget. We already increased the marketing advertising budget for training, social media, and marketing events, what Deepak has explained. So we are committed for the business growth of our company. Thank you all, and with this, we can open the floor to the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Sameer Desai from PH Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Hi.
Yes, you are.
Hi. So my question is on the line of the distribution, on the distribution side of the business. So I just want to understand, so has there been any consideration of probably going downstream into distribution by maybe acquiring some stake of an exclusive distributor, because as we understand, I think the distribution business is sort of key for growth in various geographies, and it does have a relatively higher margin. It's a high margin business as well. So just any thoughts on that side, and also how are we sort of maintaining our bargaining power with distributors considering the other big players? So yeah, that's more, I think.
Yeah, so on, if I understood it correctly, that you are asking if there are any plans to acquire the distribution network to increase our business, right? So the thing is that we are considering some kind of expansion as we mentioned earlier, that it might be organic or inorganic. And in that line of business, we have some plans in USA where we are evaluating some opportunities where this business might come altogether with such deals. And that's the one part of the question. And may I ask the second part, which you wanted to know?
From the bargaining power angle, or even probably like the agreements that you all have with distributors in different countries, I mean, are they exclusive in nature, or like how does that side of things work?
Yeah, they are exclusive in nature in most of the countries. However, there are some who are who have the liberty to buy from others as well. But I would say majority of them are exclusive in nature. And when we talk on the bargaining power, in terms of our cost increase or anything happens, any kind of cost increase happens, then we pass it on, because ultimately we, the distributors, we have a responsibility towards distributor that he sells the maximum of our product. So we, whatever the cost increase or decrease happens, we negotiate based on that. So it's a very transparent process with our distributors.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Anshul Shah from Alpha Plus Capital Services LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on a nice set of numbers. My question was regarding our capex. So as per your IP, you have two capexes. 135 crores, which is I think for the PPF and lamination line. So has that been completed? And what about the other 135 crores that you are doing? And when will that come online? And what is the turnaround that you are going to expect from that capex?
So there are two trench of 135 each. So total 270 crore was the capex plan. So first tranche of 135 was utilized for PPF plus upgradation of our existing lines. Okay, and that is already completed in last year. Another tranche number two is 135 crore we plan for new lamination line, for which, as Deepak explained, the dry run is going on, and in the next month onward we are expecting commercial production for that.
Okay.
This new line is going to contribute around 300 crore additional revenue going forward.
Okay. And so the PPF also, I guess, in the earlier presentation and earlier calls, you had said that that would also be contributing close to 300 crores. I think it's been operational for almost a year. So are we at target to achieve that, or, you know, how much would be, how much are we actually doing in PPF? Would you be able to help us with that?
Yeah, yeah. So that was commissioned more than 1 year ago, and that is contributing to the additional revenue growth. PPF line we are using for, not only for PPF, we are using for intermediate products for window films. So both of them has started contributing in the top line as well as bottom line. And we are on the track as per the target and budget whatever we have planned, we have achieved in last financial year FY22. And we projected that the full capacity utilization will be happening in next 2 years.
By end of 2024.
Okay, by end of 2024. Okay. Fair enough. And my next question was, since we have, so what would be the contribution from the of the domestic market in the PPF business? I think you said that it is, you know, slightly above what you had expected.
Yeah. See, initially I would say that was like our idea was 95% of exports, because PPF is very well-known commodity in US market and European market. And in India, hardly, I mean, there is very low penetration. So in line with that, we thought it's very difficult to have that kind of product in India. But after we started last year selling in India, and the numbers have been very, exciting for us. And going forward, I mean, initially we planned only 5%, but now I'm thinking that this business might go up to 20% of the total business.
Fair enough. So Does the new capex that you have, which is coming on stream, able to produce PPF? Because most of your capex are, kind of interchangeable. So expecting higher demand for PPF.
Then,
I guess PPF is also a slightly higher margin than your other products.
Yes. The new line is basically will produce window films, but we can also produce PPF. But we already have a PPF line which is being dedicated for PPF business also only. So the new lamination line will be dedicated for window films. But of course, when the business changes with so much of geopolitical risk and the demand might go up and down, so there is a facility of swing. Means we can also produce PPF out of it.
If I may ask the last question, there is talks of imminent recession in the US. So are you kind of seeing any slowdown in demand, especially in the last, 1 or 2 months, since, used auto car sales and new car sales, everything is coming down over there?
Yeah. See, as of now, we are not seeing any slowdown on the demand. But we also have continuous dialogues with our customers in USA and rest of the world. And USA market definitely, because of the current inflation rate, is very high, and the cars production has definitely gone down. So these people are expecting a slowdown in the next year, recession next year. But these all are, this market ups and downs, and this will happen with everyone because all of us are on the same boat. But looking into our capabilities, I can assure all the investors that our capabilities in terms of good quality products and right pricing for the products, usually we are affected the least, I can say in that way. But definitely I agree that might happen, and we are not seeing any such situation right now, but we are aware of this situation and we'll try to do best out of it.
Fair enough. So just one last clarification on the capex. So both the capex put together of 270 crores, at full capacity utilizing probably by end of FY24, do we expect like the revenues to come in from that to the tune of 600 crores?
Yeah, it will come, but it will come on a stagger manner.
Yeah, I understand, but the potential is up to 600 crores from this capex.
Yes, the potential, the capacity which they are adding, and the potential with full line, when the lines are full in a staggered manner, the total output would be to the tune of 600 crore, the plan.
Fair enough. Thank you. That was quite helpful. I'll get back into the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, then please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my question is regarding your raw materials. Your raw materials for your sun control films and shrink labels is PT and MEG, right?
No, actually, if we see the raw material for films, polyester film is PT and MEG, and for sun control film is polyester film. Yes, ultimately, if you want, yes.
It's PT and for your paint protection films?
Some of the components are of same polyester film, but the major one of the major component is TPU, that is thermostatic polyurethane film.
TPA.
TPU.
TPU. So what I wanted to know was, like, do you procure like all these your pet can do you procure these on a spot basis? Or do you have a sufficient amount of inventory at all points of time?
I would ask a clarification. You are talking of TPU or polyester film?
Polyester film, the PT and MEG.
Yeah, on PT and MEG, we have long-term contracts with our supplier, and it is a guaranteed supply because the supplier is very big in terms of capacity and many plants of the same products. So the supplies are guaranteed, almost guaranteed, unless there is something force majeure happens on all the lines.
And the pricing is on import parity basis.
It is on?
On import parity basis.
Okay.
This is formula-linked prices, basically.
I'm assuming you procure your raw materials from Reliance. Am I correct?
Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah. So what I wanted to know was, now since Reliance has been, they've acquired Alok Industries, which is into making man-made textiles. So a lot of their production of PT and MEG that goes into captive consumption, basically.
Yeah.
So is that still not any threat to you? I mean, are you looking at other alternatives to it? Or are you still dependent on Reliance?
See, I would answer in different way that we have long association with Reliance, maybe for more than 20 years. And if you say the availability of the product, we can arrange from anywhere. But we have this long-term agreements with them, and which they are fulfilling very nicely. So, and second thing, whatever they have acquired in the market does not compete to us directly or even indirectly, because as you mentioned about Alok Industries, that is basically into the filament fibers and that kind of business, which we are not into. So there is no threat or something because the agreements are very, very long term.
Okay. Yes. Yes, and so also your raw materials cost has not gone up by a huge margin, considering in February we all know what the situation of Brent was. So I'm assuming, because as you said, you procure your raw materials on a long term contract basis. Is it a 6 month or any tenure you can say?
See, raw material, these petrochemicals are dependent on two things. One is the cost of its raw material, which is ultimately crude oil and then naphtha and all. And second thing is the demand supply. So considering both of things, there has been an increase in the raw material prices continuously if you compare with the last year, because that was a low base year, FY21. And FY22 was like the crude oil went very high from the base. And this year also it is now at the, historic high if we leave some years in 2008, 9 and 10. So I would say the raw material cost will definitely go up. We are seeing it going upward trends. But we have been able to pass on such kind of cost to our customers because we make them understand the value chain, and all of our competitors world over are facing the similar issues. So we are able to convince and pass on such kind of cost increases to our customers.
Okay, and you got significant inventory gains this quarter as well. So that was basically the raw material price because of the raw material price inflation.
Can you be more specific, because I couldn't hear it properly.
So you've got significant inventory gains of about 8% of your top line during the quarter. So that was basically because of the raw material price inflation, I'm assuming.
No, it includes the stock in transit also.
Okay, sir. Okay. And your other income was up during the quarter by almost 100% compared to the previous quarter. So any reason for that?
There is unutilized redundant assets which we have sold out, monetized it. So that's a one time of extra income in the last quarter.
Okay, sir. And
Mr.
sir, just one last question.
Sorry to interrupt. This is the operator. If you have more questions, please join the queue afresh.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Dhaval Mehta from Aditya Birla AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, let's say for our Sun Control film and PPF film, how is our go-to-market strategy? Like, we directly sell to OEs or we sell to the dealers or the garage owners? So if you can help me with that.
Yeah. See, our business of window films and paint protection films, it comes under consumer product division, where we have a distribution network in all over the world, where we sell the products to distributors and distributors sell it to dealers, and dealers are either selling to shop owners or they are directly using applicators to sell the product.
Okay. So we cannot tie up with an OE, let's say, to sell our PPF product?
Yeah. So, as I said, now, in window films, we are tied up. We have some of OEs already in our portfolio, where actually what happens, the distributors, it is again through distributor, because distributor on our commercial terms, everything we sell on advance basis. So we have distributors who cater to OEs also. But with, as I said, we have now changed our focus and we are focusing more towards the marketing of the product, where we have now in contact with four or five major OEs in India and in USA. And in India, I would say in paint protection films, since we have done on paint protection film in India, I'm saying that it's not a market which we are trying to take from somebody. We are creating our own market in India, because one, the way we are now doing marketing of the product, we are getting lot of inquiries and we are selling lot of product, as I said, which is already 3 times or 4 times than our budgeted numbers initially. So for that, and we have got interest from OEs also, and we are in advanced level of discussions with them. Like, products have been qualified. It's only the commercial terms we are now negotiating with OEs so that they can directly fit it from the dealer's showroom only.
Okay. So currently, what percentage of cars, let's say in India and in US, use PPF?
See, that number is actually, these things are, not published, but I can say in the last estimates and currently what we are saying, roughly 10%, in USA it's up to 15%, but in India, I can only give USA numbers, because India is almost nothing, where we are planning something to do, because we are the only manufacturers in India. So I would say between 10 to 15% in USA.
Okay, and India less than 10% or around 10%?
India, it's very low, but if I say we have been studying, our marketing team is going and surveying, and we are also aiming for the 10% number for the cars which are more than 30 lakhs. We call them in luxury segment for PPF. So that targets we are keeping internally. But I would say the market is, in India, it is already not even a percentage, but we are trying to move it to the level of 10%.
Okay. So in terms of margin profile across our various products, if you can help us with, let's say, if not quantitative-wise, but qualitative-wise, how the pecking order of our margin profile is.
You mean product-wise?
Product-wise, like, let's say PPF, I'm assuming will be relatively a higher margin product compared to, let's say, thermal lamination or something like that.
Yeah, if I say, then I would say PPF, then window films, then string films, and lastly thermals. That is basically mostly commodity.
Okay, and in terms of growth profile, which particular segment you see that in next 3 to 5 years can be the fastest growing for us?
PPF. PPF, I would say PPF, architectural window films, and shrink films.
Okay. So in US, how is the competitive intensity in PPF market? In India, you mentioned that you are the only player. However, the market is very, very small. In fact, you have to develop the market. But in US, where that the market size is around, let's say, 10 to 15% of the overall car market, how is the competitive intensity?
See, they are very known players, if I would say in that way. Like Eastman Group is primary one, and Neck to Neck is Expel. And after that, 3M comes, and then we have started our activities, and we can be in that range after that. So it's Eastman Group, which has two, three companies, and then Expel and 3M, and then capacity-wise, we are looking for this space now, third, fourth, whatever we can get.
Okay. And our pricing will be similar to theirs, or it will be lower?
See, traditionally, because we are trying to penetrate market more, so I can say that it will be competitive as compared to them. So a little bit lower than them.
Okay. My last question, sir, in terms of, let's say, capacity utilization, what is our current capacity utilization if we exclude the 270 crore capex, which we did in last 2 years? So if we exclude that, what would be our capacity utilization?
It's full. It's all the time full, because there are products which we have now order booked for next 2-3 months. So all capacities are fully booked as of now.
Okay. So now with this 270 crore capex, one already coming up last year and other expected in next 1 month, so we can generate additional around 600 crore. Part of it may be already been in the base, but let's say additional around 450-500 crore we can generate in next 2-3 years.
Correct. If all goes well, this should be.
Mr. Mehta, okay. This is Peter, the operator. If you have more questions, please join the queue afresh.
Sure, I will do that. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vitesh Chheda from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the size of the PPF films, paint protection film business now, since it was first year of operation last year? And my second question is with respect to margins. So you mentioned that 21 was a year where the metal prices were lower, and 22 is a year where metal prices were slightly higher. So it's been about last 4-5 years where our margins are in between 15% and 18%, but there were years before that where there was single digit margin. So is the reference number now this 15 to 18% range, or there is some element of benefit of cycle which would have flowed in the last 3-4 years in your margins, as we have seen in a lot of film companies?
We cannot be compared with other film companies, because if we see, common base would be only 25 to 30% of the market. So this number which we are seeing, that has primarily came from the fact that the number of the specialty product used to be roughly 48% 3 to 4 years back, when you are referring to that, and now it comes around more than 70%. So that's one. And second thing is the export also have come in a strong way to 70% level. So with these two things, I would say that the numbers, we will try to be at that number, and that is the reference we are saying now. So on commodities,
number. The current margin number, 17-18%.
Yes.
Okay. On the first question, sir, the PPF business, how much are we running in the last year, FY22?
See, this plant, as last time, there are two statements. Like, one is this thing, this break.
You can proceed with your question.
Yes, please ask, because I was replying to the question about the PPF utilization. So line is now more than 50% utilized, and and it has last year it achieved the break even. So now we are it is giving us margin. So it has gone up to that level, up to 50%.
So we are doing 80-100 crores of revenue in the first year of operation.
80-100 is
just yeah, that's correct. That's in the line.
Yes.
Okay, and sir, last question. Let's say even in the other film companies, we have the specialty portfolios, which is anywhere between 35% and 40% of their business.
Mm-hmm.
But they have also gone through their cycles of profitability from, let's say, lower end 13-14 rupees a kg to higher end of 23-24, which was visible in the last 1.5 years.
Yeah.
Would there be an element of some profit commodity element which would have flowed down in your numbers in the last 3 years, which needs to be adjusted, or you don't think that way?
See, you are right that there whenever such cycle comes, so we also get benefit. But what we do, we have most of the...
I would like to apologize to all of you that there was some technical issue on the landline. So I was talking on commodities. The market, there is a swing on the commodities in last 1.5 years to 2 years, mainly because of this low raw material prices, and at the same time packaging demand have been very good. But in our case, we have the fungible lines where we can swing them based on our specialty or commodity, wherever we see better margins and better margins on that. So if there is some discounting is to be done, that is very low or almost nothing because of the specialty nature of the business, where we can utilize our line for the special products.
So your response to my question, if I have understood, is that you think there is no element of a beneficial commodity, beneficial film cycle to your margins. So, there is no such benefit now at this 17% margin number.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and have a great day, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Naushad Chaudhary from Aditya Birla Sun Life AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. A couple of clarifications, sir. Firstly, in your opening remark, you mentioned that we are entering into this Garhwale application studio and we are targeting 200 studios by FY23, if I heard it correctly. Just wanted to understand what is the thought process behind this model, and what would be the overall economics of this? Is this something similar to Expel, what Expel does in the US market, or would it be different than that? And what is the thought process and economics of this?
Yeah. See, the Garhwale application studio, the concept is to increase our marketing drive in the domestic market, where, as I mentioned, we found very exciting results for the initial launch of the product. So this basically, as I said, we are doing roughly training for 50 trainers, applicators in a month, so that they are going all around India and creating a buzzword for PPF, because, and then Garhwale PPF. And to enable all those, to enable such kind of drive where we are training so many people, to have them to us a place where they can apply our PPF into the cars. So together with our distributors and dealers, we are engaging those applicators so that they can be all in all major cities of India, where they can do the cars with PPF. And this is again came out from a survey which we continuously do, and our trainers and applicators also share with us that in many places in India, people are ready to do their cars with car for PPF, but they do not have the right place and the right applicator for that product. Like if you go to some places like Jharkhand, like Ranchi and then Jaipur and all those places, these people have internal survey has shown that there is a strong need of the centers where it can be done very neatly and cleanly with the right kind of applicator, because this is a product which ranges from 1 lakh onwards also for the car owner. So in view of that, we have launched this initiative, and definitely this is the aim, as I said, is to reach around 20% of our PPF sale in India. So that is basically the drive behind it.
Okay, if I have understood it correctly, these would be these 200 stores who would be studios who would be investing in these studios, the company would invest or the distributor would invest, and who would be operating these studios?
This is basically an operating expense basis. I mean, the dealers are doing that, but we have some special arrangements with them in the pricing of the product, so that we give them special incentives to open them. At the same time, some these will be like stores with same kind of theme in them, like the facade and the entrance and all those things. That there is a guideline design which have been given by us to them, which they are following. So the expense is on major expense is on the gas owner, that is our distributor or dealer. But we have an arrangement with them to give him a special incentive in the pricing of the product, so that they are inclined to sell more, they put more marketing efforts, whereas we incentivize them for their efforts for putting a PP, the gas into their this thing.
Right. Secondly, in terms of your growth outlook for FY23, given there is a substantial delay in your sun control film capacity and others, apart from PPF, other capacities are also running at optimal utilization. So how do you see volume growth excluding your PPF business in FY23?
As we have updated that this has been delay, and that delay was like there are some countries which went to strong lockdowns and the factories were seized for some of the suppliers because of strong COVID wave. But this month we are already on the dry run. All the equipments have arrived and it is under the stage of dry run. So in a month or so, we are now we'll be doing commercial production. So that will be some of that sales will be definitely reflect in this year's sales revenues.
By when do you expect the sun protection new capacity would be commercialized? I missed that point.
Next, from July onwards, next month onwards.
Okay. So there won't be any capacity constraint in terms of growth?
No.
And lastly, in terms of our pricing model, especially in specialty films business, how often do we revise our prices, and what is the pricing model do we follow here?
On the pricing, we have like base formulas for our raw materials. So there is a quiet period where we do not do anything like plus minus 5% or so. But beyond that, we revise the prices, and these are not, they are subject to our competitors also. But in general, when the prices go up, it goes up for everyone. Our raw materials are on import parity basis. So the impact is for everyone. So every month, whenever we release the pricing for the customers, we include that number in that. But what happens is when the order book is very strong, like 2 to 3 months, there is sometimes a lag of 1 or 2 or 3 months to recover those prices. And same thing happens when it goes down. In that case, we benefit a lot out of it. So it's like we do that on a regular basis, I would say monthly basis, but at the same time there is a lag because of the order book also, and the supplies happens after 1 month, 2 months or 3 months time, depending on the order book.
Okay, so roughly what percentage of roughly what percentage of your specialty business would be more than a quarter contract?
Roughly on the, I would say, if I take 70% of specialty business, then around 60 to 70% of that is on that order book basis.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time and fairness to all participants, please limit your questions to 3 questions per participant. Our next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So given the kind of success we have seen on the PPF side in US, as well as, you know, the kind of plans we have in domestic market also, how do you see the growth of PPF over the next 2-3 years? How much revenue do you think PPF can generate for us, let's say in FY24?
See, the total top line we expected, we have already shared that the total would be with the lamination line, and this line is 600 crore, the top line capacities, depending upon the market pricing of crude and all those things, like, the absolute pricing may go up and down. And as we said, the line is already operating more than 50%. Of PPF, and the new line is lamination line is expected to start in next month or so. So these will add into the top line and bottom line.
Sure, but let's say, can PPF be a 250-300 crore product for you in FY24 or 25?
That is what the target is. By FY24, it should achieve the full.
Sure. Sure. And sir,
we are on track in that direction. Yeah.
Sure. And on the domestic side, the Garhwari application center that we plan to open, the 200 centers in the next 8-9 months, or let's say by end of FY23, how much money will we be spending on this? You know, how much operating expenses will go in, you know, starting this application centers?
As I said, these are basically on operating expense basis. So we are not investing any substantial capex on that. This is basically owned by our distributors, where we compensate them by giving discounts on the product, which are like a part of volume discount, right? So in that situation, I'm saying that this is a model where we are incentivizing them or encouraging them to sell more. They are helping us by opening these and putting those capex on their part.
Sure.
It's not a strong, in nutshell, I'm saying the capex is not substantial here, nothing worth mentioning here, but it's basically an operating expense model.
Sure. So we ended the FY22 with revenues of around 1264 crores, and you know we have the new capex coming on stream during July or let's say by Q2 of this year. So how do you see the growth in revenues over the next 2-3 years? I think the new capex is expected to add 600 crore to our top line. So you know, can we reach 1800-1900 crore of top line over the next 2-3 years?
Yeah, I'm saying that this is already, as we said, we have 50% utilization of PPF line, and the new line will also start and will be utilized stepwise. So overall, in 2 years target, like by end of FY24, definitely everything will come on top line and bottom line. And we are seeing no major roadblocks for such kind of growth for the company.
So you expect the top line to reach around 1800-1900 crores by FY24?
I mean, I believe everything is on right track. So we can definitely reach the numbers which we have done with the aim of these two lines running full. We'll definitely reach these numbers or breach these numbers. But this is, again, everything is on track, I can say here. You can expect everything is on track, and these lines will start and run full, and we'll achieve whatever we have targeted to achieve.
Thank you. Sure. Mr. Sure. Gupta, for more follow-up questions, please join the queue afresh. Our next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is related to PPF. If you can give a breakup of, you know, this 1800 crore that you mentioned that we have achieved in FY22, out of this, how much was under our own brand and how much of it was, you know, white label, if we did any white label?
For PPF, I mean, it would be 50-50. Because there are many of our customers are now, going towards the OE side, and at the same time, there are some big customers who have a strong brand presence. We can also sell it to them. So I would say 50% of the brand, global Garhwale brand, and 50% on the white boxes.
So, I mean, I've been, you know, in previous calls, and given the wide distribution network that we have in the U.S., what challenges are we facing in the PPF market, because it is already an established market, and given our distribution network, the scale-up in our own brand should have happened a little faster. So if you can, you know, explain us what is happening there, and what really are the challenges or maybe, you know, steps that we are taking to sell more under our own brand.
Yeah. See, we have, as you rightly pointed out, we have a strong distributor network in USA, and the brand global is very widely recognized and known brand there. But in that, for window films, and we have started PPF on the same line. But PPF is people who are there for more than 10 years or so, and we have entered to the market last year only. But we are seeing good sign on that. But when we talk of the challenges is we entered at a time where there was a chip shortage going on, and the cars which output should have been, normal or with a growth of 5-7%, which normally US expects. In last 2 years, the growth, the sale of cars have drastically gone down. And so the sale of overall PPF, but there has been some drives, marketing drives, and some companies are trying to more, the percentage of PPF applied on cars coming out of the showrooms has increased. So in a way, the short of car sales has been made up. By increasing the car percentage application on the PPF, of the PPF. But definitely, that has been a big challenge. Had that not been there, the market would have been much, much easier for us, and it would have been easier to tread on that.
Understood. And that was helpful. So, in the next 2-3 years, when we plan to...
Special mention. For all of, for everyone about PPF, the questions are being asked. So we have, what we have done to go into a level next, like as we have said, we have done, we have started GAS, Garhwari Application Studios and call centers and influencers. Apart from that, we have also launched, now there was only one product earlier. Now we have launched three products, which are like one category up of our standard product and one of a little bit economical on that, though quality does not change, but we have now three products. So that has actually quickly, jumped the sales of the product, and we are expecting further growth because of this particular point of this particular point also.
Okay, that was helpful. So in the next 2-3 years, when we plan to achieve, full production from a PPF line, what percentage would be looking to sell under our own global brand, and how much would it be white label? Do we have a target for that?
I just answered the question that because this market is, there are some big players who have been there. So I would say 50% of global brand and 50% of the white box.
Okay.
Global means Garhwari plus global would be 50%.
Correct. Okay. And my last question is on our sun control film, since, another line of expansion is coming very soon here in sun control. And you also mentioned in the opening remarks that production is a little slow, car production is a little slow this year. And given the inflation, demand may taper a little. So how do we plan to scale this up? Are we also looking to, sell under white label here, or what are the plans for this new capacity expansion?
So for new capacities, we have started a special drive towards the architectural segment. Garhwari, as a traditionally automotive, we are very strong. We have complete range, and we are very widely accepted brand on automotive. So now we have launched a special campaign towards architectural segments. Even in India, there are many big names which we started to cater, like, I can say the top hotel chain and one of the newest and the largest selling consumer brand, their showrooms, and one of the leading original OE of the car, they all are using our architectural films, and they have approved, and they only use our films as on an architectural segment. Earlier we were doing a lot of airports like Changi Airport in Singapore and Vadodara Airport in India, many colleges and all those things. But now we have launched a sustained campaign. We have put our manpower call centers towards the architectural segment of the business, and which is also now showing good results. As I said, the largest chain right now in India and one of the leading car manufacturers, they all have approved our film for architectural application, and we are continuing such kind of marketing efforts to have that.
Understood. That is from my side. Thank you for the answer.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Would you tell me what is the cost escalation when it comes to power and fuel cost as compared to quarter four? And also, if you could guide me, what is the situation of ocean freight rate when it comes to the freight expenses?
Yeah. Okay. First on freight, the thing is freight rates have jumped like anything. Everybody is aware of that. And we closely watched that, and we actually thought it will go down in Q4 last year, but unfortunately it did not happen despite a small reduction of 4-5%, but again it went on to the earlier higher rates. Then after COVID situation, the new lockdown in China, the rates from China to India that have gone down, but the rates on and vice versa, but the rates towards the west and west side, especially US and Europe, they did not go down because of this conflict between Ukraine and Russia. Many companies reduced their lines catering to these things. But now again, we are seeing a little drop towards the westward, and we are negotiating our contracts in line with that. We are seeing a drop. But we, because of this situation, especially oil going so high and the tension between Ukraine, Russia, and any time Iran can also, can jump into that. So we are seeing reduction as of now. But on a longer term, we can't say unless things settle down in that line. But our contracts will be definitely lower than what we have done last year.
So I can assume that the freight rate is now almost on par with what it was in quarter four, right?
Yeah, at par. But as I said, there is an indication which has come many times in the past also, but there is an indication that they will drop.
Okay. Considering in terms of the raw material cost, there's a pass-through mechanism for the company. So can I assume that on absolute level, the EBITDA, we would be managing to maintain it in FY23?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as if given condition do not change and all those things, we should be able to maintain.
Okay, fine. Thank you. That's also on my side.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashish Kacholia. Please go ahead.
Congratulations to the team on a very good margin performance in Q4. In spite of all the cost pressures. Are you saying that you will be able to maintain the margins going into FY23, or are you saying that we will be able to maintain the EBITDA on an absolute basis for the year?
Sir, I would say that there are questions on margin production on EBITDA level, because last year was a low base raw material and this year it is high base raw material, and which is quite high as of now with $120 crude Brent is there. But having said that, the portfolio which we are carrying, mostly 70% we are talking of the products which is cannot directly be increased or decreased the price. Price translation cannot happen that fast because of the specialty nature of the business, where order book is two to three months long. But we are continuously taking those rises, and we have been taking in the current months also. So we hope that this EBITDA margin level should continue what we have set in our last 2-3 years in line.
Okay, thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Your sales growth targets are very encouraging, so my best wishes for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Keshav Gal from PPIPL. Please go ahead.
Sir, I hope my voice is audible. Sir, I wanted to understand that our top line is declining since the past two quarters, whereas I'm assuming that we must have taken some price hike during the past 6 months. So in that case, despite our realizations going up, our volumes are falling. That is why our overall sales number is dropping sequentially since past two quarters. So your comments?
So if I can understand your question correctly, you are asking that in last three quarters, the top line is constant. And
I'm saying in September quarter, we did 340 crore revenue. In December quarter, we did 334 crore. And March quarter, we did 324 crore. So despite increase in realization through price hike, the volumes must be falling drastically for overall sales number to fall.
Volume is dropping, you are saying, please. Yeah, you are correct on that. Because, see, March has certain global issues, geographical issue. You are aware the Russian-Ukraine crisis were there. And there are some container shortage were there in the market. So the transit time has gone up for stock transit. And the logistic challenges were there. So that's why the volume is going down, but it has been managed by other business, other geography. We have diverted those business and then we got the top line there.
Yeah.
Sir,
Yeah, please tell me, sir. Yeah, so there were like some volume which we could not, dispatch for the reason of Russia, Ukraine, and that reason, because the logistics challenges were there, despite we produced that material. But we diverted and found alternative market quickly, like in US, Europe, and Middle East, where we could not, where we could sell those products in coming months. So, and the stock in transit was also high, as Mr. Mehta said.
Okay. Sir, and lastly, just wanted to give a suggestion that, sir, our stock is trading below book value. We have 200 crore net cash on our balance sheet. We are net debt-free and we generate 200 crore operating cash every year, sir, which is more than enough to cover all our capex. Sir, so then why don't we do a share buyback since our stock is trading in single digit P? So I think we should consider this strongly. Thank you very much.
Yeah, noted your suggestion. We are looking for few more, we are working on few more organic and inorganic opportunities. So we can't say anything on buyback now.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Our last question is from the line of Anshul Shah from Alpha Plus Capital Services LLP. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. I would want to reiterate what the previous person had said. We are sitting on net cash. Why don't we do some buyback so that there is shareholder value created? Also, I just wanted to understand, you know, there has been issues with, you know, the senior management, a lot of directors quitting and rejoining. So could you please clarify on that? I mean, what is the succession planning and, you know, is the company in good hands?
Yeah, actually, if I say about, it's not exit or something, it was like Mr. Pathak was retired because he was due to retire. And after that, we have, hired the COO at the plant who looks after the entire operations in a view to increase the efficiency and the productivity. Because even after we believe that after PPF running full and new plant running full, we still need to debottleneck our plants to give the maximum product output. So in view of that, we have hired a new COO here. And at the same time, 3 months back, we hired a president operations in US because that is our key market where we need to grow. So company's focus is in continuous growth, producing more products and having a right marketing strategy to sell all geographies around 88 countries in the world. We are strongly present. So we have all the functions headed by experienced person. So I would say that you are in the right hands, that we can say. And lastly, the promoters, they are involved on all decisions and including operations of day-to-day operations wherever required. The guidance from the promoters, it is always there. So I hope I have answered your questions.
Yeah, and one last question. Is there any plans for the non-core assets that we hold in form of excess land or whatever that we have? You know, because that is kind of a drag on all our return ratios and everything. So do we have any plans on that?
Yeah, we are as of now focusing growth on all aspects. As you have seen the top line growth from last year, 21 to 22, and we are focused on further growth with new investments and all new investments and new value creation. So such in terms of land bank monetization and all those things will be taken at the appropriate time. and whenever board decides on that. As of now, the focus of the company is on continuous top line and bottom line growth with the strong right team at the right place and the strong marketing capabilities.
Fair enough. One last bookkeeping question. I think in your earlier presentations, you always used to give a breakup between, you know, your CPD, IPD, and thermal. So can I have that breakup for the year?
That is also available right now. If you see this current presentation also, so it is available there. But it's not specifically mentioned that it is IPD or CPD.
So would you consider your plain film and packaging film in IPD?
That will be in IPD.
Okay, fair.
So for speed of your understanding, you can consider the sun control as a separate, and then thermal is already given in the separately. Rest of is the IPD part.
Okay, fair. Thank you. That would be all from my side.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashish Kacholia from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my suggestion basically, sir, is that we have big opportunities coming up to grow, and therefore we should conserve cash. And I would respectfully disagree with the comments of some of the other participants about asking for a buyback. I think we have huge opportunities to grow. I think we should conserve our cash and reinvest back into the business so that we have the firepower to kind of seize any opportunities that come our way. Your capital allocation track record has been fairly good, and we run a very conservative ship. So I think you should conserve the cash and kind of look to drive the growth of the company through very good acquisition opportunities. If we get some players might be available in distress, if we can buy some distressed assets in these distressed times. You know, if we have the cash, we can do all such things. So I think we should use our cash and kind of try and buy some good distressed assets and see if we can put our technology and abilities to kind of turn those assets around and squeeze good ROI out of those. My thought would be like that. All the best.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your suggestion. And we have noted that, so we'll internally review that that thing. And thanks for your suggestion.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. And I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Deepak Joshi for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you once again for participating in today's earning calls and your continued interest in Garhwale Hi-Tech Films Limited. Our IR team, Blue Lotus, will be available for any follow-up questions you may have. Wishing everyone a great, great day ahead. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Garhwale Hi-Tech Films Limited, this concludes the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you for your participation.